Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. This is AI in 5, and it's the podcast that delivers the future to your ears only 5 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're talking about AI so smart it's almost spooky, the legal battles heating up the internet, and a scientific leap that could change the world. So, no longer waiting, let's do this. First up, let's talk about the AI assistants that are getting way too good at conversation. You might have seen the demos for Google I.O. or OpenAI Spring Update. We've moved past the days of clunky robotic voices. In May 2024, OpenAI unveiled GPT-4o, a new model that can understand and generate text, audio, and images. It can respond to audio inputs in as little as 232 milliseconds, which is similar to the human response time in a conversation. It can even respond with different tones and emotions, making it sound shockingly human. Not to be outdone, Google's DeepMind team showcased Project Astra at their own I.O. conference. They demonstrated an AI that uses live camera footage to have a natural back-and-forth conversation about the world around it, all in real time. This isn't just a faster chatbot, it's a peek into the future where AI can see what you see and help you navigate your life with conversational ease. It's a battle of the conversational titans, and the real winners are us, the users, as we get to watch these tech giants out-innovate each other. Next up, we've got a story that's got the whole internet talking, the AI copyright conundrum. It's a classic story of creative power versus corporate might. The New York Times is currently locked in a high-stakes lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft. The paper alleges that its articles were used without permission to train their AI models, and that these models can sometimes spit out content that's verbatim from Times articles. This is more than just a squabble over data. It's a fundamental question about how AI and creativity can coexist. The outcome of this case could reshape the entire landscape for generative AI, determining what constitutes fair use and what's a clear-cut copyright infringement. It's an issue that affects every writer, artist, and musician, and it's a story that's still being written in a courtroom somewhere. To wrap things up, let's look at AI not as a competitor, but as a collaborator. The field of scientific research is being turbocharged by a new class of AI systems that can work together as a virtual lab. Recent reports, like those in publications for Stanford's HAI's 2025 AI Index report, show how AI is being used in everything from drug discovery to materials science. The idea is that multiple AI agents can be assigned different roles, one as a project manager, another as a data analyst, and third as a hypothesis tester to run countless simulations in a mere fraction of the time it would take human researchers. It's like having a team of tireless, lightning-fast geniuses working on our biggest problems. This isn't just about making things a little bit easier for us. It's about radically accelerating the pace of human discovery and unlocking breakthroughs that could save lives and solve some of the world's most complex puzzles. And that's all the time we have for this week's AI in 5. From conversational breakthroughs to courtroom drama and scientific leaps, the world of AI is an absolute blast. So, if you've enjoyed this 5 minutes of awesomeness, subscribe, like, comment, share, tell me some topics that you think I should be talking about, and look for AI Innovations Unleashed on all your favorite social media platforms, from Facebook to Twitter, X, LinkedIn, and Blue Sky, Medium, and everything else that you can think of. Or, just Google search it. Love those search hits. So until next time, I've been your host, Dr. JR. I'm signing off. Stay curious out there.